Good morning. In Spanish, we would say buenos dias. It is my privilege to be here with you this morning. When I shut my eyes and listen to the choir, I felt like I was listening to the Canaan hymns that I've listened to before, the videos from China. Are you familiar with them? No? I guess it's from mainland China, so it's probably in Mandarin. But it was a young lady that God had given lots of hymns to in China. Over 900 hymns.
作了900多首詩歌.
And she has been used by God greatly in China, and I've listened to those hymns and watched those videos of what God is doing there.
神大大地使用佢喺中國大陸嗰度，我睇過嗰啲詩歌嘅錄影帶.
And they sounded familiar.
好，正話聽好熟悉咁樣.
To the choir.
係，頭先聽你哋嘅詩班咧，我覺得好熟悉。
Well, I bring you greetings, first of all, from our Mennonite Brethren Mission.
我帶俾你哋祝福，從呢個門諾弟兄會嘅宣教。
I was just in meetings in Abbotsford with different representatives and missionaries from all over the world.
我剛剛喺 Abbotsford度同全世界翻嚟好多嘅宣教士一齊開會。
There were representatives from the Congo, from Africa.
有從非洲剛果翻嚟嘅。
From India.
由印度嚟嘅。
From Turkey, Saji, I think you know him.
仲有Saji係土耳其嚟嘅。
From Germany.
有德國嚟嘅。
From Thailand.
泰國嚟嘅。
And Laos.
寮國嚟嘅。
And I was representing Latin America from Mexico.
我就代表拉丁美洲，喺墨西哥翻嚟。
And it's very encouraging to see what God is doing in each of these countries.
係見到神喺唔同嘅國家嘅作為，真係令到我鼓舞。
And our purpose for meeting together is to help encourage the churches in each of those countries to send out new missionaries.
我哋一齊開會聚會咧，就係想希望鼓勵更多嘅教會能夠支持宣教士。
And it used to be that mostly missionaries went from Canada and United States to the rest of the world.
以往咧，通常都係喺美國、加拿大嘅差啲宣教士去世界唔同嘅地方。
But now missionaries are going from everywhere to everywhere.
而家唔同啦，而家宣教士係從世界唔同嘅國家去到唔同嘅地方。
And within our own Mennonite Brethren family, we have missionaries from Japan serving in Thailand.
我哋門諾弟兄會嘅宣教士咧，有由日本去嘅宣教士去到泰國。
And we have missionaries from Uruguay in South America serving in France.
又有烏拉圭嘅宣教士喺法國嗰度宣教。
We have Colombian missionaries serving in Mexico and Panama.
我哋又有哥倫比亞嘅宣教士去到墨西哥同埋巴拿馬度宣教。
And that's what God is doing, raising up new missionaries from other countries to help fulfill the Great Commission.
而家神真係興起好多唔同國家嘅宣教士去到世界唔同嘅地方去侍奉。
Is that exciting?
係咪好值得鼓舞呢?
I think so. And I bring you greetings from each of those countries as we are trying to help each other train and send out new missionaries from those countries.
我就從世界各地嘅宣教士帶祝福俾大家，就希望我哋繼續去訓練更多嘅宣教士。
And I bring you greetings from our 11 Mennonite Brethren churches in Mexico.
我亦都從墨西哥嘅11個門諾弟兄會嘅教會帶祝福嚟。
God is raising up new workers and churches in Mexico.
神喺墨西哥興起有好多新嘅教會。
Just in January, 3 new churches were planted and joined our conference.
淨係喺1月已經有植咗3間堂。
So they send greetings to you.
我帶佢哋嘅祝福翻嚟俾你哋。
And I send you greetings from our Matthew Training Center and staff.
仲有喺我哋嗰個馬太嘅訓練中心嘅職員，亦都帶祝福翻嚟。
And we thank you for your partnership with us and your prayers.
好多謝你哋嘅支持同埋代禱。
We just finished 5 months of training with 10 adults and 3 children.
我哋剛剛完成咗一連串嘅訓練，有參加嘅有十個大人同埋三個細路。
We had, they were in training in our new Matthew Training Center for 5 months.
他們參加我們馬太的訓練中心的訓練，為期五個月。
And they just graduated last Friday.
剛剛上個星期五他們畢業了。
And one of them is interested in going to India.
其中一個呢，他有興趣去印度侍奉。
And she's Mexican.
他本身是一個墨西哥人。
There's another Mexican that's interested in going to Angola, Africa.
另外一位墨西哥嘅弟兄亦都希望去到安哥拉喺非洲度侍奉。
And we had a student from Brazil, and he wants to go to Angola, Africa as well.
又有一個係巴西嘅學生，佢願意去到同一個地方喺非洲安哥拉嗰度侍奉。
And there was a Colombian girl, and she wants to work with indigenous tribes right in Colombia or Mexico.
也有另外一位姊妹，她又願意去到墨西哥嘅一啲土著，哥倫比亞嘅一啲土著嘅當中侍奉。
So we are really thrilled and happy to be able to train and work with young adults that want to be a part of God's mission.
我哋好高興可以即係訓練一班願意去為神作工的一班年輕人。
And your partnership and your prayers will help make that possible.
你們的支持和代禱是很重要的。
This morning we want to, I want to bring greetings from my wife as well, Joan.
就有我太太 Joan, 她都問候大家。
She was also here in the Abbotsford area in meetings.
她也都喺翻咗嚟喺Abbotsford 嗰度開會。
She is the representative for our mission to do member care to look after the needs of missionaries for all of Latin America, 22 missionaries.
她係代表我哋嘅差會，係照顧喺拉丁美洲嘅宣教士。
And she is really tired and finished her meetings yesterday, and she would love to be here with you, but.She decided to stay home and also go visit her mother that she hasn't seen for almost a year.
她昨天開了一連串的會，她都很累。雖然她很想今天來到大家當中，但是她都決定去探望她媽媽。
Her mother is not well in a care home in Abbotsford, and so she says, sends her greetings to you, my wife Joan.
佢太太中問候大家，不過今日佢要去探佢媽媽，佢媽媽喺一個喺 Abbotsford 一個老人中心度住，身體唔係太好。
Thank you。
多謝大家。
Okay, we want to look at the passage that was read this morning in Exodus, and talk about what it means to be on mission with God.
今朝我哋睇頭先宣讀嘅出埃及嘅一段經文，睇下神點樣講關於宣教。
And I'm going to read, see if we can read Exodus 3 verse 8. We didn't read that this morning.
我哋而家一齊睇出埃及記三章八節。
And I want to ask a question: Who is on mission from this verse?
我想問下大家喺呢一節經文嗰度，邊個係？
In English it says, I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land.
我下來是要救他們脫離埃及人的手，令他們出了那地，到美好寬闊流奶與蜜之地。
So who is on mission when it says, I have come down to rescue them?
咁究竟神呢度喺度講我下來要救他們，究竟佢差邊個咧
？It is God that's on mission, right？
係神去差遣佢哋。
God is the one that will rescue them。
係神去救贖佢哋。
But then two verses later in verse 10, there is someone else on mission. Who is that？
在第十節那裡又有差其他人了，究竟是什麼人呢？
So God says to Moses, so now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring the people out of Egypt.
這裡神就是叫摩西，差摩西去見法老王。
So Moses is invited to be on mission with God.
神就差派摩西。
And we also know from the Great Commission, Matthew 28, I'm sure you're familiar with that verse, that Jesus says to us, go and make disciples of all nations.
又同樣在馬太福音28節的大使命的當中，耶穌亦都是差派我們。
You and me, we are on mission with God.
你同我都是被差派。
We are live actors in this major story, this drama that is going on throughout history.
我們在這個歷史上很重要的故事，我們是有扮演一個角色。
To bring all the nations to a knowledge of God and glory to His name.
我們就是要叫萬民都是去榮耀神。
And each of us have a specific role to play in fulfilling that mission that God is on.
我們每一個人都有一個重要的特別角色去扮演，去完成神這個使命。
And every time that we have an encounter with God, we always see God going in the same direction to fulfill His mission.
我們每一次遇見神的，我們都是向同一個方向去完成神這個使命。
And there are many different people through scripture and through history that God is using to fulfill His mission.
在歷史上面，在聖經的記載，都很多很多人是被神去差派他去完成這個使命。
Abraham had a major role to bless the nations and families.
亞伯拉罕有一個很重要的任務，就是要去使萬民得福。
Someone has said that the rest of the Bible is unfolding the covenant made with Abraham.
有人說聖經的其餘部分就是去解釋到亞伯拉罕他怎樣去完成到這個任務。
And that is, he was blessed to be a blessing.
就是神要使用亞伯拉罕成為萬國的祝福。
A chosen people came out of his family but ended up in Egypt.
從亞伯拉罕就出咗一族嘅被揀選嘅人，佢哋就去咗埃及。
And they were there for 400 years, where they grew in number and in community.
佢哋留喺埃及400年，佢哋繁殖都好多。
And they became a threat to Egypt.
佢哋威脅到埃及本身。
And they were crying for justice and mercy because of their terrible slavery.
因為佢哋被奴役，所以佢哋去申冤。
And God chose Moses to bring them to freedom and to show the whole world His power and His love and His forgiveness.
神就揀選咗摩西去彰顯佢嘅愛同埋佢嘅憐憫。
So God had to move Moses into His mission.
所以神就係要去感動摩西去參與呢個使命。
Just as He is moving you and me in His mission.
就正如神要感動你同我去參與呢個使命。
And the sooner we can recognize that God is moving us in His mission, the better it will be for us.
如果我哋真係可以意識到神係喺度感動緊我哋嘅，我哋亦都係得到有益處。
Because we can sometimes be stubborn and ignore His invitation to His mission.
有陣時我哋會去唔聽神嘅感動。
And this is not just about going full time into missions like Ian has from your church.
我唔係淨係講緊話就係全職去宣教，好似你哋教會當中嘅 Ian 弟兄。
But it's about tracking with God wherever we are, fulfilling His mission in wherever we are.
其實我講嘅就係與神同行，喺無論我哋喺邊度，我哋都係可以去完成神俾我哋嘅使命。
What God did with Moses was amazing.
神藉著摩西所做嘅係真係好奇妙。
But Moses was just an ordinary shepherd in the desert.
不過摩西只不過係一個好普通嘅牧羊人。
In the desert, he had no fame, no power, no glory.
喺呢個曠野嗰度，佢係唔出名嘅，冇人識佢嘅，亦都係冇人去尊崇佢嘅。
No big goals.
佢亦都冇胸懷大志嘅。
He was there for 40 years chasing stinky sheep.
佢 40年佢喺個曠野嗰度都係牧羊嘅啫。
In a desert.
喺曠野裏面。
Helping them find water and grass for 40 years.
帶住啲羊去揾揾水源揾草食。
Not very glamorous at all.
唔係一個好值得去羨慕嘅一份差事。
But God had worked many details in Moses' life in order to prepare him for that task.
但係神喺摩西嘅生命裏面都有好多作為去預備佢去承擔呢一個重要嘅任務。
And it's just amazing how much God wants to involve all of us in His mission.
同樣神都係願意去使用我哋每一個去參與佢嘅使命。
And that should be our main reason to live for Him.
呢個亦都係我哋為著呢個使命去活著嘅。
Whether we are carpenters or doctors or mechanics.
無論我哋係木匠啊，一或醫生啊，一或係機械師。
Or missionaries.
甚至係宣教士。
All through history, when God moves His mission forward, it is always through people like you and me.
我哋喺歷史嗰度睇到，當神去感動人嘅咧，佢就係感動好似你同我咁嘅人。
Imagine with me in heaven when Jesus went back to heaven after dying on the cross and rising from the dead.
喺度思想我哋將來喺天上同主耶穌一齊嘅。
So he goes back to the angels that were in heaven.
神主耶穌已經係翻去同天使喺天家嗰度。
The angels are all excited to see Jesus who they had sent years before to the earth.
天使都係好高興見到耶穌返去天家，因為當時係差派耶穌嚟到呢個地上嘅。
And so they asked Jesus, "Did you do what you were sent to do?"
咁或者啲天使會問耶穌你已經做咗你被差派去地上做嘅嘢未啊？
And Jesus said, "Yes, mission accomplished."
耶穌就會話係啊，我已經完成咗我任務啦。
Well, how? There's lots more people to be saved yet.
但係仲有好多人係未得救喎。
And Jesus said, "Yes, I've trained 12 disciples, and I've given them the task to go out and make disciples of the nations."
耶穌可能就會話：我已經訓練咗十二個門徒，佢哋會繼續出去完成呢個使命啦。
And the angels are going, "Wait, you're trusting 12 human beings to give the gospel, the salvation story to the rest of the world?"
啲天使可能會話：點解你會會揀十二個人去完成呢件事啊？
And Jesus says, "Yes."
耶穌就會係啊。
And the angel said, "No."
耶穌就話唔係啩。
Are you sure they're going to be able to do it?
天使就會話唔係啩，係咪真係佢哋可以做到㗎？
And Jesus said, "Yes."
耶穌就話一定會。
And the angel said, "Is there no plan B?"
啲天使就會話：哇，仲有冇第二個B 計劃啊？
And Jesus says, "There's no plan B. I'm trusting fully that my disciples will take the gospel to the nations."
耶穌就話冇，唔使 B 計劃，我完全相信我嘅門徒係可以做到。
He's trusting you and me to do our part as well.
耶穌亦都相信你同我係能夠做我哋應該扮演嘅角色。
And God has been working in your life since you were born, shaping you.
神自從你出生，神已經係喺度無造緊你。
And preparing you for your part in His mission.
喺度預備緊你去參與你呢個使命。
And maybe today God will move you in a different direction, or maybe confirm what you are doing already to keep on doing His mission.
或者今日神就喺度感動你去一個新嘅方向，甚至或者去確定你原本想行嘅方向。
This encounter that Moses had with the burning bush was not just about getting Moses to help free Hebrew slaves.
呢個喺呢個荊棘裏面，呢個火焰喺荊棘裏面嘅，摩西遇見神喺呢個荊棘裏面嘅，唔係淨係話叫摩西出去。
But it was about going on a global mission with God.
其實就係叫摩西去參與一個全球性嘅一個使命。
And so after Moses gave some excuses, like he didn't really have anything to offer,
摩西就好多嘅推搪，啊，即係佢自己唔可以做到好多嘢喎。
He was saying, "I'm a nobody. I'm just a shepherd chasing stinky sheep."
啊，摩西就會話：，我都係即係唔係好識嘢嘅啫喎，係牧放啲羊嘅啫喎。
I can't do this.
啊，我做唔到嘅喎。
God comes to Moses and says.
但係神就對摩西話。
In chapter 4, verse 2, "What is that in your hand?"
耶和華就問摩西啦。你的手上面拎住咩啊？
What is that in your hand?
你的手揸住啲咩啊？
Moses is thinking, "No, you're kidding. It's just a stick."
摩西就可能諗，哇，你有冇搞錯？我揸住支柴枝啫喎。
It's just a shepherd stick that I've been carrying around for 40 years.
呢支就係我四十年牧放羊嘅揸住嗰支杖嚟嘅啫。
There is nothing special about it, God.
冇咩特別嘅喎。
What does it have to do with rescuing 2 million Hebrew slaves?
點樣可以同要拯救200万嘅奴隸去有咩作為咧？
Why are you asking me about a stick?
點解你會問我揸住呢支杖係做咩咧？
The first thing we have to recognize in walking with God in His mission is it isn't about us.
我哋如果要係與神同行嘅，我哋首先要認定唔係關於我哋嘅。
It doesn't matter what we have in our hand.
無論我哋手上面揸住乜嘢。
Doesn't matter who we are.
我哋係咩人都唔緊要。
Or what kind of training we have or don't have.
我哋有受過啲咩訓練咧？
God can use you and me.
神都可以使用我哋。
And He's asking us this morning, what do you have in your hand?
今朝佢都係問我哋，你嘅手揸住咩咧？
God uses ordinary things and ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
神就往往係使用一個普通人。做一啲普通事去完成一啲好唔尋常嘅事。
I don't know if you do this in your church, but look to somebody right beside you and tell them you are just an ordinary person.
你試下望下你坐喺你隔離嘅人，你同佢講話，你只不過係一個普通人。
Yeah, you doing that? You are just an ordinary person.
你同佢講，你係一個普通人嚟嘅啫。
But God will do extraordinary things through you.
但係神會藉著你要做一啲好不尋常嘅嘢。
Now you never again can use the excuse that I am nothing.
你唔可以話推搪話我乜都唔係。
Or that I don't have anything to give to missions, to God's mission.
又唔可以話我乜都冇嘢可以奉獻。
You know what God did with Moses' smelly walking stick? He did lots of miracles through it, right?
藉著呢支杖可以行到好多神蹟。
But it really wasn't the stick.
但係其實唔關嗰支杖事噶。
It was just the closest thing that God could use.
就係好順手可以用啫嘛。
It could be anything.
可以係任何嘢。
It could be nothing.
神可以唔用任何嘢。
In fact, we don't need anything to in our hands to actually fulfill what God has asked us to do.
我哋根本唔需要手揸住啲乜嘢都可以完成神俾我哋嘅使命。
He's asked us to make disciples. We don't need anything in our hands to do that.
神就係叫我哋去使人作佢門徒，我哋根本唔需要揸住乜嘢嘢。
So then God says to Moses, "So it's just a smelly stick, eh?"
咁就係因為就係。揸住一支咁样嘅牧放羊嘅一支咁样嘅杖。
And God wanted to show Moses something.
神咧就要俾摩西见到一啲嘢。
So in verse 3 he says, "Throw it down."
所以喺第三节嗰度，神就叫摩西抌支杖喺地下咯。
It was just a stick.
就系一支杖啫。
And all of a sudden it became a snake.
点知突然间变咗条蛇。
This is unbelievable.
真係好難相信喎。
A stick becoming a snake.
一支杖變咗條蛇。
This principle and important lesson is so simple that we sometimes miss it.
有陣時呢個信息係咁簡單嘅，我哋都可能睇唔到。
God says, "Throw it down."
神就叫佢抌啲喺地。
In other words, give it up to God, give it over to God.
換句話講，神就係叫摩西去將佢擺上。
Release control.
你唔需要控制呢支杖。
Give up your rights over it.
放棄你嘅權利。
It's no longer yours.
嗰支杖唔係你嘅啦。
Today, God could be referring to your career.
今日神可能就係叫你去放棄你嘅事業咯。
He could be referring to your favorite possession.
可能神叫你放棄你最喜愛嘅嘢啦。
Maybe even your children or your spouse.
甚至叫你放棄你嘅兒女同埋妻子丈夫啦。
Your time.
或者你時間啦。
Your spiritual gifts.
你嘅恩賜啦。
In order to be on mission with God, God is asking you to reveal what you have in your hand.
神就係叫你去擺上你手上面有嘅嘢。
And one by one, we need to throw them down, give them to God.
逐樣逐樣，神就係叫我哋逐樣逐樣去擺上，去交俾神。
Why?
點解要咁咧？
Because He will take it and do something extraordinary with it.
就係因為神會攞咗佢嚟到完成一啲好不尋常嘅嘢。
It won't just be a stick。
嗰樣嘢唔係單止係一支杖。
It won't just be money in our hands。
唔單止係金錢。
It won't just be a career。
唔單止係我哋嘅職業。
God will do something special with it。
神可以使用佢做一啲好特別嘅嘢。
If you keep it in your hand and under your own control, it won't amount to much。
如果我哋揸緊呢啲嘢。控制呢啲嘢嘅唔係咩嗰啲唔係咩特別嘅嘢。
A famous missionary that went to Ecuador, Jim Elliot, he said the following.
有一個好出名嘅宣教士 Jim Elliot， 佢曾經話。
This might be hard to translate. He said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
Jim Elliot 就係話。如果呢個人能夠放棄佢一啲佢根本上唔可以揸拿到嘅嘢，以致佢能夠去得到一啲佢根本係唔可以放唔可以冇嘅嘢，呢個人就係好聰明。
That's a good investment。
呢個係一個好嘅投資。
To give up things that you can't keep。
你都根本唔可以可以控制到嘅嘢，你就放棄佢。
So what's the sense in keeping it?
咁你控制住揸住有咩用咧？
And if you give it over to God, He will do something special.
如果你將呢啲嘢擺上俾神嘅，神就會將佢使用佢嚟到做一啲完成一啲好特別嘅事。
And Jim Elliot gave his life. He died in Ecuador for God.
Jim Elliot 就係為神擺上佢自己嘅生命喺厄瓜多爾嗰度就擺上咗佢嘅生命。
Martin Luther, a famous reformer, said the following.
馬丁路德曾經咁講。
He said, "I have held many things in my hands."
我曾經係擁有好多嘢。
And I have lost them all.
我全部失去。
But whatever I have placed in God's hands.
但係我將無論我擺啲咩喺神嘅手度。
That I still possess.
嗰啲我仍然係有。
The hardest thing to give up for us in Colombia before we left there was our ministry.
對我哋嚟講，我最難擺上嘅就係喺哥倫比亞我哋嘅事工。
We were in Colombia for 14 years.
我哋喺哥倫比亞足足14年。
And God had given us a ministry to make disciples out of young Colombians.
神就俾我哋喺當中去侍奉一啲年青嘅哥倫比亞人。
And all of a sudden, God told us, "Leave Colombia."
但突然間神就叫我哋離開哥倫比亞。
That was hard to give that up, to put it into God's hands.
當時我哋好難去將呢啲一切嘅事工擺上俾神。
But God knows best.
但係神知道最乜嘢係最好嘅。
The little boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish.
嗰個有5餅魚嘅細蚊仔。
Maybe he didn't want to give it over to the disciples.
或者佢唔係好想俾咗啲五餅魚俾嗰啲門徒。
It was his lunch。
呢個係佢嘅午餐嚟嘅喎。
He had been there all day。
佢已經喺嗰度成日咯。
He was hungry。
佢自己都好肚餓。
Have you ever given food away when you're hungry？
你試過好肚餓嗰陣時要俾你嗰啲俾食物俾人咧
？And yet the disciples took it, Jesus took it, and it was multiplied。
當俾咗門徒俾咗耶穌之後，就已經變咗好多好多。
To feed 5,000 people.
去足夠去餵飽五千人。
If God can do great things with a stick.
如果神可以用一支杖可以做一啲好奇妙嘅嘢。
Or a small basket of food.
或者一啲小小嘅食物。又可以做奇妙嘅嘢。
How much more can He do with you and your things?
神更加係可以使用你同你揸住嘅嘢，可以完成更大嘅東西。
If you are willing and obedient.
但係如果你能夠係好真心去順服。
In the Bible, we discover that God once spoke through a donkey.
喺聖經裏面話俾我哋聽，神曾經係透過一個驢子去説話。
If God can speak through a donkey, can He speak through you?
如果神可以咁做，佢唔可以用你嚟到成為佢嘅出口咩？
Sometimes we're more stubborn than a donkey.
有陣時我哋仲比呢個驢子更加去固執。
Then God says to Moses in verse 4.
喺呢個第四節嗰度，神就對摩西咁講啦。
First of all, He said, "What do you have in your hand?"
首先神就係問佢：你手揸住咩啊？
And then he said, "Throw it down."
然後神又叫佢抌咗佢。
And now he says, "Pick it up."
而家神又叫佢拎翻起。
After 40 years in the desert,
經過喺曠野40年
，Moses could have told God how not to pick up snakes.
摩西可能就會話俾神聽：啊，唔好用手嚟攞條蛇喎。
You never pick a snake up by the tail.
應該係唔可以喺個用嘅手係揸住條蛇尾嘅喎。
Because then its head can come around and bite you.
因為個蛇頭就會轉嚟咬你嘅咯。
And yet God told Moses, "Pick the snake up by the tail."
但係神就係叫摩西叫佢揸住條蛇尾。
Have you ever noticed that God often calls us to do things we're not comfortable doing?
你有冇發覺到神好多往往都會叫我哋做一啲我哋覺得唔係好舒服嘅嘢
？Doing uncomfortable things is just a part of being on mission with God.
如果係即係去承擔神俾我哋嘅使命，往往就係做一啲唔係我哋覺得唔係好想做、唔舒服做嘅嘢。
Jesus had to do many uncomfortable things.
耶穌都係要做好多佢覺得好唔舒服嘅嘢。
The Apostle Paul had to do many uncomfortable things.
保罗，使徒保罗一样。
It's a test of our obedience.
呢个其实就系试验我哋嘅顺服。
He expects you to obey even if it doesn't make sense.
神系愿意我哋去顺从佢，虽然系我哋觉得唔系好合理嘅。
In Hebrews 11 it says, "Without faith we cannot please God."
喺希伯来书嗰度讲到，如果系冇信嘅，我哋系唔能够去。
Picking up a snake by the tail required faith.
我哋唔能如果冇信心嘅，我哋系唔能够顺服到神，好似正如系拎起一条蛇尾咁样。
Trusting God even though it doesn't make sense.
我哋真系要相信神，虽然我哋系觉得唔合理嘅。
God takes whatever we have, and He can do extraordinary things with it.
神就係可以使用任何我哋有嘅嘢去完成一啲好不尋常嘅事。
Last October, just six, seven months ago,
過年十月
we were raising funds to buy a Matthew Training Center building in Mexico.
我哋喺墨西哥嗰度去籌款，想起一個訓練中心。
We still needed $190,000.
我哋仲需要190,000.
And God provided it, and on February 1st we bought a building.
神就为我哋供应，喺二月一号我哋就可以买咗一间建筑物。
And we have enjoyed God's presence there over these last 5 months, training new disciples.
我哋喺过往嘅五个月都系喺神。嘅帶領底下可以做咗好多嘅訓練。
God can do anything.
神可以完成任何嘢。
Amen. First, we have to recognize that we do have something in our hands to offer to Him.
首先，我哋要睇到我哋自己係有一啲嘢係能夠擺上俾神。
But then we have to take that big step of giving it up to Him, throwing it down.
但我哋就係要踏前一步，就係要將我哋手上嘅嘢去抌咗出嚟。
What is the Holy Spirit saying to your mind right now about what you have in your hands to give to God?
聖靈而家喺度話緊俾你聽，你自己手上究竟有啲乜嘢係可以擺上俾神咧？
Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you.
留意聖靈同你講嘅嘢。
He wants to use you.
佢想使用你。
And the things that you have in your hands.
佢想使用你手上面揸住嘅嘢。
It could be anything.
可以係任何嘢。
And then the transformation starts when we pick it up.
如果我哋去拎翻起嗰樣嘢，就會被轉變。
And God will begin to change that to be able to use it.
神就可以將佢轉化成為一個佢能夠使用嘅嘢。
And a key passage in this, a key verse in this message is in chapter 4, verse 20.
呢、这個呢一節聖呢一段聖經嘅約嘅主要嘅一段就係喺第四節。
The last part of verse 20.
第二十節，對唔住。
And he took the staff of God in his hand.
摩西就攞起呢支杖。
It used to be a shepherd's stick.
本來係一支牧放羊嘅一支杖。
But we see a difference in the way it is called right now after it was thrown down and picked back up.
當摩西放棄抌開咗佢，再拎翻起佢嘅時候，就已經變咗第二樣嘢。
This piece of wood, this stick, was Moses' stick.
呢一支杖就係摩西嘅杖。
But what does it become in verse 20?
喺二十節嗰度成為咗乜嘢咧？
It becomes God's stick.
呢個就係變成咗神嘅杖。
That's an amazing change.
係咪好奇妙嘅一個轉化咧？
An ordinary stick becomes God's stick.
一支好普通嘅杖就變成為神嘅杖。
That's what God does. He changes us.
就係神就係咁樣去轉，就係叫我哋轉化，叫我哋去變。
So that we can become His children.
所以我哋可以變為佢嘅兒女。
His servants.
佢嘅仆人。
We won't take time to look, but when Jesus was calling Peter in John chapter 1,
在約翰一章的耶穌就是這樣叫彼得。
He said to him this, You are Simon, son of John.
你是西門，約翰的兒子。
You will become Peter.
你要成為彼得。
That was his first encounter with Jesus.
这个是彼得第一次见耶稣。
You are, but you will become.
耶稣就是说你现在是什么，你将来就要成为什么。
God does that with all of us.
其实神就是对我们每一个人都一样有这样的要求。
Makes us into his children.
叫我们成为他的儿女。
He changes our things.
他将我们的东西转化。
Our careers.
我们的职业。
Our shovels.
我哋嘅用具，
our computers,
我哋嘅電腦啊，
our cars,
我哋嘅車，
our time,
我哋嘅時間，
our gifts,
我哋嘅恩賜，
into His instruments for His mission,
轉化成為神嘅器具，係完成佢嘅任務嘅器具。
In order to fully embrace your role in God's drama and the fulfillment of His mission.
如果真係要全情咁投入喺神俾你嘅使命裏面咧，
you have to be in this process of transformation.
你一定要參與呢個轉化嘅過程。
From the natural to the supernatural.
由一啲好自然普通嘅嘢，成為一啲非自然嘅不尋常嘅嘢。
From humans to children of God.
由一個普通人成為神嘅兒女。
From Moses' stick to God's stick.
由摩西嘅杖变为神嘅杖。
You're familiar with the verse, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, the old has gone, the new has come.
大家都熟悉，即係在基督裏，我哋就係新造嘅人。
God is in the process of changing us.
神就係喺度叫我哋去轉化。
And whatever we have, and whoever we are, we need to give that over to God. Throw it down.
無論我哋係咩人，我哋有乜嘢嘅，我哋只要擺上。
And then pick it up again as God's instruments.
又再拎翻上嚟，成為嗰樣嘢成為神嘅使用嘅器具。
In order to be used by His power，
以致可以被神使用。
About 2 years ago, a young man in Mexico was walking by one of our churches, jogging by.
大概兩年前，有一個年輕人係跑步經過我哋嗰個墨西哥嘅教會。
He's an engineer.
佢係一個工程師。
His name is Ivan.
佢叫 Ivan。
He's 28 years old.
佢廿八歲。
Married with a child.
結咗婚，有一個細蚊仔。
And God asked him to stop and check this church out.
神就叫佢停低去睇睇呢個教會。
He was curious.
佢好好奇。
But this church had no roof, no walls.
但係呢間教會係冇建築物嘅。
We have a church that meets in the park.
我哋個教會係喺一個公園嗰度聚會嘅。
It's a community, a gated community where1,000 homes are all around in a surrounded by a wall.
呢個社區係一個有大概1,000人喺一個圍牆裡面嘅一個社區嗰度嘅。
And there's no place to build a church. They're all homes.
因為嗰度全部都係住宅嚟嘅，冇地方可以起一間教會嘅。
So Yvonne saw everything there: the people worshiping, the pastor preaching.
佢就見到嗰度有好多人喺度敬拜，又有牧者喺度講道。
And he stopped and he became a Christian.
佢停低嚟，佢就成為一個基督徒。
God really transformed his life.
神就叫佢嘅生命被轉化。
He was so transformed, so excited about his faith that he started sharing it with everybody.
佢好興奮，佢願意去將佢嗰個信仰係向其他人去分享。
He led his wife to the Lord.
佢帶咗佢嘅妻子去認識耶穌。
He phoned his sisters in Chicago and led them and their husbands to the Lord.
佢又帶埋佢嘅喺芝加哥住嘅妹同埋妹夫都認識神。
He went to his town where he grew up and talked with his mom and dad who still live there 2.5 hours away. Led them to Jesus.
佢又去到大概離兩個半鐘頭車嘅佢嘅鄉下，亦結帶佢嘅父母去認識耶穌。
His brother-in-law owns a big a big factory in Mexico.
佢嘅妹夫係喺墨西哥有擁有一間工廠嘅。
And he's 40-some years old.
佢係大概四十幾歲。
Has had lots of problems with sleeping.
好多問題有失眠嘅。
Hearing demonic voices bothering him all night long.
甚至咧成晚會聽到有啲邪靈嘅聲音嘅。
For years he couldn't sleep.
佢係失眠咗好多年嘅。
He was bothered by it.
好被困擾。
I talked to him at Easter. His name is Jose.
我曾經在 Easter 那裡那個時間跟他通過話，他的名字就叫 Jose。
He told me he went to Cuba and to Colombia and spent $40,000 looking for help.
他告訴我他曾經去過不同的地方，花了成$40,000去求人去幫忙他。
He went to witch doctors.
他又去那些巫師那裡。
Spent $40,000 and he didn't find any help.
他花了很多錢都找不到人幫到他。
When he came back, Ivan shared Jesus with him.
他回來的時候， Ivan 就是跟他去分享耶穌。
And he is now a follower of Jesus.
現在他也成為耶穌的信徒。
And he has no more problems sleeping.
他已經沒有這個失眠的問題。
Jesus freed him.
耶穌將他釋放。
And he's studying the Bible every day.
他每一天都讀聖經。
In his own devotions.
在他自己的靈修的。
And he's journaling, he's writing down reflections every day. He showed me for 2 months, he hasn't missed one day.
他每一天他都給我看他寫很多的筆記，在他靈修當中他是很扎心。
And he's a busy businessman.
他本身是一個很忙碌的一個商人。
But he takes time to study the Bible every day.
但是仍然他每一天都去花時間去看聖經。
And he wants to study in our Bible school as well.
他亦都願意去參加我哋嗰個聖經學院。
This past year, we had a young girl in our group named Jessica.
今年有一個年青嘅女子叫 Jessica。
And God has put a call on her heart to go to India.
佢喺我哋嗰個神就係叫佢去擺一個使命俾佢，就係叫佢去印度。
And God is raising her up and preparing her to go to India.
神就喺度預備緊佢。
She is giving over her career.To be able to go to India.
他就將他自己那個職業去放低。
God is raising up a new generation of missionaries to be sent out to the nations.
神就興起一個新一代的宣教士，差派他們出去。
God has given you gifts and things to use as well to be on mission with God.
神都是同樣給你是有恩賜可以被他所用。
Now I want to encourage you to present that to God and ask God, what is my role in missions?
我都好鼓勵你哋將呢啲嘢擺上，問神究竟我可以點樣參與咧？
Can we stand up and pray together?
我哋一齊祈禱。
Father in heaven,
我哋慈愛嘅天父
，Thank you for choosing us.
多謝你揀選我哋。
And giving us an opportunity to work with you in missions.
俾我哋有機會係透過差傳可以係與你同工。
It is the only thing that has eternal value.
呢樣係唯一係有永恆嘅價值嘅嘢。
You've given us things in our hands to use.
你俾咗好多我哋能夠使用嘅嘢。
Give us courage and boldness to put them down at your feet.
俾勇氣俾我哋，求你俾勇氣俾我哋去將呢啲嘢放低。
And allow you to transform them.
摆喺你嘅脚前，让你去将佢哋转化。
And to transform us.
又求你去转化我哋。
So you can use us to fulfill your mission.
叫我哋能够被你使用去完成你嘅使命。
Thank you for these dear people.
多谢你俾我哋呢一班弟兄姊妹。
Show them what you want them to give to you.
叫大家睇到我哋能够系有啲乜嘢系能够摆上。
Make them courageous, Lord.
帮助我哋能够系勇敢。
To be used by you in your mission.
能被你所使用。
In Jesus' name.
主奉主耶稣嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.